up, bitches?
The fuck?
That was rude as hell.
What? It's how we open almost every other show.
No, it's not.
Hey, guys. It's been like 2 freaking years, but guess what? We're back.
Has it been 2 years?
About that, yeah.
I think you're lying. There he goes lying again.
It's all Ryan's fault. As always, we'll just blame everything on Ryan, and Josh is dead. So.
That's true.
I am kind of dead.
So, I'm Will.
I'm Josh.
I'm Ryan.
And, well, yeah, this is Pwnstars.
Are we still called that?
Yeah, I was going to rebrand, and we'll look at that later.
Let's just call it Pwnstars Reborn.
So we're actually going to do multiple recordings. The game show, we put a poll on Facebook, and it was game show or topic, and they tied, except for Will accidentally somehow voted on it, so there was an extra vote for game show. So, yeah, we're going to do both of them. I don't know how it happened. I think I was scrolling through Facebook on my phone or trying to check the tally. And
I'm the dumb one. Idiot.
I am the dumb one.
You know, I checked the tally.
I am too old for social media, people.
That's fair. Yeah,
you are pretty old. I checked the tally, and like the first 2 likes on both of them were from the same person.
No.
Yeah.
There were already a few there were already a couple likes before Randy somehow voted twice.
I was about to ask, who was it?
It was 100% Randy.
I talked to him. He said his phone was messing up
okay.
when he was trying to vote, and then he got on his computer. He's like, okay, it registered my vote this time. I'm like, dude, you voted for each one.
Yeah.
Another individual who's too old for social media.
Randy's not that old. Ben's old.
Ben is old. He's like 50.
And now for the customary, fuck you, Ben. Okay, let's start. First we're going to do game show. Let's just see how little Ryan knows. That's the pending title for it.
I'm going to laugh when he wins.
That's what he said, actually, when I was talking to him about it. He goes, they're so easy, you could get it. I'm pretty sure you might win.
Some of the questions are actually pretty easy. Some of them, not so easy. So
look, if you make them about JRPGs, I ain't going to know shit.
Well, I think there's only one in each category for JRPGs.
There you go.
Ryan, I'll tank on purpose so you can win.
Yes, thanks, buddy.
No problem. Did you call me Bunny?
I said Buddy, but Bunny, I'll call you Bunny if you want.
Yeah, please.
One of the first categories doesn't have any JRPGs on it.
What? Who are you and what have you done with Will?
I was trying to be fair.
No, fair enough.
So, we have actually created a format for this, which may change depending on how well this first one goes, where we have actual, real categories and not like, Nintendo!
Nintendo's a category.
Yeah, but separating the 3 major kind of like screws a lot of questions. Like the Amiga and Sega and the Lynx and shit like that. You're looking at me really funny when I said Amiga.
It's pronounced Amiibo.
No, you're thinking something else.
No, it's pronounced Amiibo. No, trust me. I'm young and hip. I know how to say it.
Anyway, so categories are quotes, bad description, game trivia, production trivia, taglines, and music. Yes, actual sound clips. This is not going to be us humming them.
Although, great idea. Interpretive listening.
When we did an episode on video game music, I tried to get Josh to hum a few bars on multiple songs, and he refused.
It's because he's too shy.
He is pretty shy.
He won't even do karaoke with us. I'm surprised he does the podcast.
It's because nobody can see me.
So we're going to do this youngest starts. But before we begin, there is one addition to this format that I want to bring up. We're going to actually allow listeners to join in for the recording of the monthly game show episode. However, if you actually manage to beat one of the Pwnstar hosts, you will actually win a prize. And it's not like, yay, our thanks. I mean, I'm talking money.
Do they have to win against one of us, or do they have to
beat? They have to beat both.
Okay. I was going to say, because if they have to beat one of us, they're going to win every time. I mean, Ryan.
Yeah, I did joke in a group chat that Ryan's going to cost me a lot of money on this, but...
Was it a group chat? I'm pretty sure it was just me and you.
No, it was a group chat for some mobile game thing that nobody talks about mobile games anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, I believe that. Is there a good mobile game?
So what'll happen is there will be a prize every month. If you want to participate, email us at pwnstarspodcast@gmail.com.
Shauna.
I figured that was going to be one of the people. If you lose, the amount of money that would have been given to you will be rolled over into a yearly. The yearly will be worth the full value of a AAA title at release. If for some strange reason the hosts win all year round, the pot will be $200, which will be coming directly out of mine and Ryan's pockets because, well, Josh doesn't have money. So, is that okay with you?
Oh, I don't care. I thought there was just a dramatic pause.
Eventually, I would like it to be more than that, but currently, you know, funding-wise, that's the best we could do.
Absolutely.
Also, the end of the year will only be listeners competing against listeners. So somebody's going to win that money no matter what.
Listeners against listeners. I like that.
How are we even going to run that?
We'll figure it out.
I got you.
Okay, let me rephrase that. How is Will even going to run that?
Look, all right, I'm plenty intelligent.
Well.
I just don't give off the appearance of intelligence. See that spike?
Let's begin, shall we? Youngest, choose a category.
One of them.
This is where, like, the program I was working on would have come in handy, because you could have seen them.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Quotes, taglines, game trivia, which is about video games, production trivia, which is everything involved in video games, and music, and bad descriptions.
Let's just start with music.
Oh, you want to start with music?
Yep.
Okay. Wait until the clip is completed, and then you guys can try to figure it out. This should be nice and easy for you. Ready?
Yes.
He wasn't ready.
If I can hear it.
Is it Seamus Finnegan?
And go.
Battlefield.
Correct.
Which one?
Pretty much all of them.
It was Battlefield 5 specifically.
Okay.
It's pretty much, they use like the same melody and tone, just different instruments in all of their songs.
Well, Battlefield 4 was based off of Jay-Z, 99 Problems.
You don't remember those commercials?
No.
Okay. I actually do remember
those. I know you remember.
Okay, Josh, since you got it right, choose the next one.
Let's just keep going with music.
Okay.
That sounded like Tails.
Nope.
I know Ryan won't know it, because I don't know
Final Fantasy
it.
Related?
Nope. Castlevania.
I've never played a Castlevania.
I don't play Castlevania.
Okay, well, since new, you got it right. Get it again. Josh, it's yours.
Let's just keep going music. Get that out of the way. Street Fighter.
Correct.
Guile's theme.
Yep, goes with everything. So I had to throw it in there. Okay, still music.
Do you just assume I want to keep going with music? Because I do.
It's 2019. We don't assume anymore, bro. No fucking idea.
I'm not going to lie. This one's a little bit unfair for Ryan.
I'll let Ryan pick twice first. You can guess two times.
Tails!
I got one more guess.
It is a JRPG.
I figured. What's the word I'm looking for? Is it, with a mask and... God damn, why am I blanking on the name? You were so excited for the game.
You're thinking Persona 5.
I was, actually. Or Persona in general. But...
Do you want to give it to him?
Yeah, I mean, it's Persona.
It's Persona 3.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say Persona. I was looking for the title.
Persona.
No. I knew it was either Tales or Persona.
I chose a specific clip that I thought might throw you off.
Oh,
but
no.
But Lotus Juice's voice is so...
As soon as it started,
unique.
I knew.
That... Yeah, it was the Lotus Juice remix.
Lotus Juice remix. I like it.
That's the artist's name.
I like it.
Okay, Ryan.
Last one. Sorry, I realize they can't see me point at the screen. Sonic!
You gotta wait till the end.
I know, but I'm so happy I got one!
Disqualified! Sonic.
I'm gonna give it to him just because,
no.
Like I said, this is a little disadvantage to him.
I was doing this by the rules.
Okay.
No, give it to Josh. I was just so happy I got one.
You got Persona.
Here, I'll give it to both of y'all.
After the first try.
You still got it.
Yeah. I'll
a JRPG it. You got after two tries.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
The funny thing is, we had to tell you it was a JRPG before you guessed a JRPG, so.
Well, it sounded like one.
Okay. I gave it to both of y'all just because Ryan needs every advantage he can get.
Absolutely.
Ryan knows games. Ryan does not know crap about all these categories I chose. So, like I said, some of it he'll get. Ryan, choose the category.
Tagline.
You want to do taglines?
Yes, sir.
This one's super easy. Wait until the taglines finish. Gotta catch 'em all.
Digimon.
Pokemon?
Like I said, I mean, some of them somewhat easy.
Well, I mean, that was a little overboard. How dumb do you think I am?
Pretty dumb.
I specifically threw that in there as the, if you get this wrong, you're fired.
Oh, I got it wrong, so I should leave?
Fuck you.
You got it wrong on purpose.
It's because Digimon is better.
It's true.
Which is category.
There was tagline.
Bad description, production trivia, game trivia, and quotes.
I want to do a bad description.
The happiest game about murder you'll ever play.
We Happy Few.
Nope. Shockingly, no.
Naughty Bear.
Nope, that is actually the player tagline for Persona 4.
What?
Yep, I don't know why, but I found it everywhere when I was trying to look up official ones. And everybody's like, this is an official one, but I love this description.
I have never heard that one.
I didn't until I started looking.
Okay.
Okay, Ryan.
Let's do another one. They were fun.
Bad description?
Yep.
Masochism Simulator.
Bayonetta.
It would be somewhat accurate if this game series didn't exist.
Ugh. Devil May Cry?
No. Dark Souls.
Oh, shit. Okay, yep.
I'd say you're more
No, Dominatrix Simulator okay. would be...
Yeah, but if you're playing it, that you like watching the punishment. I don't know.
No, you like receiving the punishment. All right. Next.
I know I can't see them.
Game trivia, protection trivia.
Game trivia.
Game trivia. How did Mario originally get Yoshi to stick his tongue out?
Hitting him in his back of his head.
Correct. He donkey punched him.
Yeah. Bam. Bam.
For the longest time, that was a fan theory, but it has actually been verified that he was not pointing.
Originally, Mario. I always thought he was punching him in the back of the head. Yeah. I never thought he was pointing.
There is a website dedicated to try to disprove that myth, and the art directors for Nintendo said, no, that's exactly what he's doing, because originally it was supposed to be a horse. But we wanted it to do something, and I laughed the very first time I saw it, so we're going with that.
It's kind of funny.
I'm okay with that. Let's do game trivia again.
The Persona games are part of what Atlus game series?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, don't say it.
I don't know.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Incorrect! Megami Tensei. Shin Megami Tensei has its own entry in it. I threw that one in there, just throw
the
you
The very first one was Shin Megami Tensei Persona.
Actually, no. The very first one was...
he's challenging you.
There were a bunch of games that I had never even heard of that are part of the Megami Tensei series.
Okay.
Whose choice is it? Ryan's.
Josh didn't get it right.
I threw that little trick in there for you. Look up Megami Tensei, and you'll see the whole series of games, Josh.
Let's do quotes.
I thought I was incorrect when I did that, too.
I'm just saying, the very first one was Shin Megami Tensei Persona.
I came, I saw, I blew shit up, I came again.
Duke Nukem.
That's what my wife guessed, too. That is incorrect!
I would have figured that would have been it.
That was Shadows of the Damned.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
It was Wrench from Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, I didn't like Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, I played
that
Watch
much.
Dogs 2 for.
I liked Watch Dogs 2, but I heard that line, and that's why I'm like, I have to do quotes. Okay, choose again.
Quotes.
Quotes. There's a simplicity to war, attacking is the only secret. Dare and the world yields. How quickly they forget that all it takes to change the course of history is the will of a single man.
Battlefield.
I'm ashamed of you, sir.
Call of Duty.
Is it?
Which one? Or name the person. Either way, I'll give you
it. Was it Price?
It was Price. Modern Warfare 3.
I think it's Modern Warfare 2?
It was Modern Warfare 3.
3. It sounded like a Price thing, but I didn't want to be overzealous. You know
what I'm saying? Battlefield, and I said Call of Duty.
Yeah, which is I was like, shame! I put that in there for you!
We crossed
Let's
paths.
Be real here. Josh has played more Call of Duty than I have this year.
Here's the problem. Every quote I found for Call of Duty either mentioned Ghost, Soap, or Price. This is the only one I found that didn't mention somebody that would just kind of give it away.
Mention his name, yeah.
I don't even know who any of those people
Because Captain
are.
Price is the best.
So, Savage.
I don't know.
He's the who you play as in the first one, and he's your squad commander in the other two.
I like Soap.
Soap is awesome.
Because my favorite part is, what type of name is Soap? Category.
Trivia.
Which one? Game or production?
Oh, sorry. Let's do production.
Who is the creator of No More Heroes?
Suda 51.
That is correct.
What other game did they make that I really liked? I can't remember.
They made Killer 7, Killer is Dead, Lollipop Chainsaw, Shadows of the Damned.
Shadow of the Damned is what it was. What's that?
With the big boner?
Yep. I didn't play it. Colton did, but
Josh, category. It was actually pretty good.
Let's do that same category.
What gaming company is also responsible for the Tamagotchi?
Nintendo.
No.
I knew this.
I don't.
I'm just going to say Yak Pacific.
Bandai Namco.
Yeah, I realized that right after.
It was Bandai before the merger when that was created, but it was one of the two creators of the Tamagotchi was one of the guys from Bandai. All right, next.
Just keep going with that one.
This system had graphical issues because it could not render three-sided polygons, but instead relied on four. This made game ports such as Tomb Raider look inferior, and graphical issues were a main factor in its commercial failure.
Dreamcast.
Incorrect.
Sega Saturn.
Correct. You were close.
You were really close.
I knew it was Sega.
Pretty sure had you not said Dreamcast, he probably would.
No, I wouldn't have.
Because the Dreamcast was
I liked good. My Dreamcast. Yeah.
It just didn't I like have my Saturn.
Okay, right, next.
Keep going.
This system was the first 128-bit console on market, originally codenamed Katana.
PlayStation.
Nope.
And not because of Cortana, but the Xbox.
Katana.
I know, and I said not because of Cortana. I didn't want you to think I said Xbox because of Cortana.
That's incorrect. It was the Dreamcast.
Oh.
Sega, despite all of its commercial failures, did a very good job of releasing systems first that were better. Okay, you want me to do the last one?
Yeah.
In the 2013 Spike Video Game Awards, the last reward show they put on, this voice actor was nominated twice for Best Voice Actor, so technically was competing against himself.
2012?
2013. 2015? 13. 13. Learn how to listen.
My hearing's going.
Nolan North.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with 2013.
I don't like that look you gave me.
Is it... Why am I blanking on his name now? Troy Baker.
Correct.
That's why
he has why gave me that
after
look.
That look.
He was nominated for both Joel from The Last of Us. And yeah, it's been that fucking long since The Last of Us came out, and Booker DeWitt.
I forgot he was Booker DeWitt.
He was also against Willem Dafoe for his performance in Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, okay.
And Stephen Ogg for Trevor as for Grand Theft Auto V. So he had a 50% chance compared to everybody else's 25%.
These games are fucking old.
Yeah, I had to make sure on the year, because that, it doesn't seem like it's been 6 years.
No, it doesn't.
Well, not just that, but you also, Stephen Ogg, Grand Theft Auto 5 has been out for 6 years, and it's still going?
It was before PS4 launched.
That's crazy.
Which, all those games came out right before PS4 launched. I think Bioshock Infinite came out near the beginning of the year.
Yeah. And I remember you were all excited for it.
I was so disappointed. I liked the game, but it wasn't Bioshock-ish enough.
It wasn't Bioshock. They should have had a different title, in my opinion.
It's like Final Fantasy Spirits Within. If it didn't have that name on it, it would have done much better.
Exactly.
I'm not saying Final Fantasy Spirits Within was a great movie, but for the time...
If you put Final Fantasy in the name, people are expecting Final Fantasy, not what they got.
Yeah. Not some weird avatarish psychobabble that was hurt people's heads.
Yeah.
I mean, Final Fantasy should hurt your head, but...
Sometimes.
All right. Ryan.
Is it the last of the...
That was the last production trivia.
Let's do the game trivia, then.
The Grey Wardens of Thedas perform a blood ritual to test the constitution and spiritual fortitude of its recruits, often leading to their death. What is the name of this ritual?
I don't remember the name of it.
Some die.
No, it's standard English. It's not a made-up word.
Well, I mean, that's not a made-up word, but...
Well, it matters how you say it. If you're meaning some of them die... Then...
That's exactly what he meant.
Shh!
But you were going like some ancient Chinese philosophy there for
that
a second.
That was actually Egyptian.
No, the joining.
Wow,
because it's penis in vagina.
In the vagine?
Same?
Same, yep.
Who is Reinhardt's favorite musician in Overwatch?
Lucio.
There's backstory and shit in Overwatch?
Yes.
I have no clue.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff is a musician?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's huge in Germany, so they played it as a joke.
You know what? Now that you say that, he has a couple of lines that mention it.
Yep. For Knight something. Not Knight Rider. That was another song that started with Knight. All right. Still one more.
Just get out of the way.
What profession do fans believe the Healing Lady actually has in Zelda 2 Adventures of Link?
Whore.
Correct. It has never been disproved that she is not a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Charlatan.
Okay. Josh.
What is left?
Quotes, bad description, and taglines.
Let's go with another bad description.
Crotchety old man dooms humanity because he has daughter issues.
Last of Us.
Correct.
Bad description.
Neither snowing ash nor acid rain nor bullet to the head nor glowing things in the night shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds.
It's Fallout New Vegas.
Correct.
Bad description.
I knew that one.
Boobs, bullets, and more hair than a 70s porno.
I have no idea.
Boobs, bullets, more hair than a 70s porno. Was that Bayonetta?
Bayonetta.
Oh, yeah, because of her hair suit.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's the only reason I could have thought of that.
Okay. Bad descriptions is now officially done. We have quotes and taglines.
Let's do a tagline.
Get ready for some Chinese takeout.
Yakuza.
No.
That's what my wife said, too! No.
That's Japanese, first
that's
of
what
all.
I said.
That is, yes.
The only thing I can think of is, like, Shadow Warrior.
Dynasty Warriors. To be specific, Dynasty Warriors 5 Extreme Legends.
What does that have to do with Chinese takeout?
Chinese people taking out other people.
I would have expected something like that out of Shadow Warrior.
I would have expected something like that out of Shadow Warrior 2, but...
No, not the second one, the first one. It was him.
Oh, I was just going to knock out another one. Sorry.
Now you're playing with power.
Infamous?
No. Come on, I'm not that old.
Yes.
Nintendo. For the Nintendo Entertainment System. Because they did, now you're playing with power, now you're playing with power, super power, now you're playing with power, handheld power.
You are that old.
You are that old, yeah.
Same?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hungry for some snake?
Metal Gear Solid 3?
Correct.
Because you gotta eat snakes.
Snake eater.
No, I got it. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
I like the description, thank you.
Okay, last one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fight for the lost.
I thought it was his because he answered it correctly. That's why I didn't say
anything. He probably would have done the same thing anyways.
Fight for the lost. Fight for the lost.
The only thing I could think of is Grand Theft Auto 4.
Nope. Mass Effect 2.
You know, Lost in the Damned? That's the only thing I could think of. I hated Mass Effect 2 100%.
I know you hated Mass Effect 2, which is weird because it's definitely one of my top games.
I thought it was the worst one.
Suicide Mission. That Suicide Mission threw it over.
I made sure that didn't happen.
I honestly...
Well, thought, yeah, but it's still called Suicide Mission.
I thought Andromeda was better than 2.
Oh, wow. Damn.
That's
how much I did not like 2.
You take that fucking back right now.
No.
But it had Thin Krios.
Yeah. One character can't save a game.
Okay. All that's left is quotes.
Quote.
Okay, let's go for that.
I named him Waggleton P. Tallylicker, but I never got the chance to tell him.
That's Bulletstorm.
He will be missed.
Bulletstorm. The mechanical T-Rex.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Not me.
Kill one person and you can solve so many problems. I wonder at the possibilities.
Hitman.
No.
Wanted.
No. Runa Fairshield in Skyrim. One of the orphans after you kill the old lady.
Oh, that's right.
I'll give you a bad case if someone just shot me in the head if you don't hurry up.
Duke Nukem?
Nope.
You bastard, that's what I was going to say. Give you a bad case, shoot you in the head if you don't hurry the hell up. Okay, I'm hurting myself. Hitman.
No. John Marston. Red Dead Redemption.
Mm.
Okay.
Speaking of Red Dead Redemption, can you believe this came out in this decade?
Yeah.
I can't.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
It was like still January right after 2000 or something.
Yeah, I still can't believe it. Anyway, okay.
That's it for the official questions.
Oh.
Time for the lightning round. Ryan, you do have a chance of tying things up. If Josh gets everything wrong.
Okay.
If I get one right, he's booked, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to be a little bit more nicer to Ryan due to the score.
What's the score?
Oh, it's bad.
10-5.
That's not that bad.
You're 5 possible points each.
Out of how many questions do we have? Like 50?
30.
That was close. We only got half of the questions right?
Not, well, yes, between the two of you, you got half right.
Okay.
Man, we suck.
We're terrible at this game.
You should be embarrassed. I didn't even make them incredibly hard.
And there was an argument about Shin Megami.
Yeah, right. I should have 16 or 11 or whatever.
Should have gotten 6 points for that.
You didn't get 15 yourself, Josh.
Right, I forgot. Combined.
I'm going to say a character name, and you tell me what game they come from. You only have 3 seconds to respond, and it will bounce back and forth. Who would like to go first?
I'll let him go first. I'll go first. He has to catch up.
Master Chief.
Halo. Sucking nerd!
Who's Master Queef?
Ness.
Earthbound. I win!
I'm just going to go ahead and stop it there since I don't have my list. And Josh can't lose. So.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Josh.
Bam, 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 bam.
You're the first winner on Ryan's Gonna Cost Me a Lot of Money.
You're the first winner of Will's version of Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Don't worry, Ryan. Next time I'll make sure you win.
I even put a bunch of things in here to try to make it easier for Ryan, and shockingly, you got most of those wrong, and the ones that I didn't think he was going to get right.
I have a great idea. Next episode, just have it Smite trivia.
It's not even just Smite. I mean, granted, you would never win.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was just Smite, but...
I would get no questions right.
So, I didn't show bias in there, did I?
No, Ryan. I didn't think so.
Okay. I was a little worried that that's the way it might come off. Because me and Josh play a lot of the same stuff.
He told me I was wrong when I was right. So, yeah. No bias at all.
No bias at all.
You were wrong.
Look, I don't play a whole lot of JRPGs. I don't play 90% of the stuff that you guys play. If I get it right, sweet. Pat on the back to myself.
Right.
I have a fair few set of games that I play. That's it.
Here's the funny thing about the Megami Tensei thing. If you look it up, on a Nintendo fandom site, it's called the Shin Megami Tensei series.
Mm-hmm.
But on Wikipedia, it's actually the Megami Tensei series. The reason for that is because the Shin Megami Tensei games all released on Nintendo.
Hey, they put Shin Megami Tensei in the name of the first Persona, so it's on the box. I don't care what websites say.
Marketed internationally as Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah, we're international. This is America.
Technically, you're not wrong.
So, give me an extra point.
If we got every game, I might argue that. I might agree with that argument. But we did not get every game. We've been screwed over a lot.
It's okay. Got you, buddy. Got you.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, you already won, so for me, I don't really give a shit. But I got you, fam.
I got about 200 more taglines if you wanted to go through those. But...
Oh, God, no. That's way too many.
No, they're designed to be used for future episodes.
Oh, okay.
It's just once I started on the taglines, I just started going hardcore on the taglines.
Did you hear my neck just pop?
No.
That was so tense. It hurt.
So Josh is the winner!
Yay! Go Josh! You're the best!
Whoop, 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 whoop. Do the Star Wars, like, warning blare.
I don't remember it.
I have a smart R2-D2 out there that could make that noise, but I'm not going to go grab it.
The one from the Rogue One trailer that utterly pissed me off because every 5 seconds it was just meow, meow, through the entire trailer for, like, 3 minutes.
So it's a cat?
Pretty much, yeah. Except more annoying.
Okay. Well, that's been this episode.
And you'll hear from us again in another 2 years.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.